Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Edith puts a mug in the kitchen sink as Mike walks in.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Ma.
Without his usual bushy mustache, Mike grins.
Hey, Ma. Tell me, Gloria already gave me her opinion. Tell me what you think.
About what?
Ma, look at me.
He wiggles his mouth around.
Are you gonna sneeze?
Oh, Ma, I shaved off my mustache.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Let me see. Oh, my, it makes your head look fatter.
That's what Gloria's been telling me. She's been laughing all morning.
Oh, but it's a nice fat head. I mean, well, now your upper lip matches your lower lip. What made you shave it off?
Well, you see, how can I explain it? Do you ever have a table that wobbled?
Oh, all my life.
You got one leg longer than the other, so you cut it down to make them all even. But the next thing you know, you got the other three legs are now too long, so you cut them down to make it even. And pretty soon, with all the cutting and trying to make it even, you got no table at all.
Oh, Mike, I hope it wasn't the table we gave you for a wedding.
Ma, do you have any coffee?
Yeah, sure.
And, Ma, you mind if I drink it in the living room?
Oh, no.
I want to catch Sesame Street.
Oh, I thought that was for little kids.
Yeah, it is, but they got a great show on today about the letter Z. Besides, I heard that Big Bird's gonna lay an egg today.
Oh. Mike sits in Archie's chair, and the legs break, sending him to the floor.
Oh, no. I broke the chair! I broke the chair! I broke Archie's chair! I broke his chair!
Yeah, but you could have broke something.
I did! I broke his chair! Oh, I feel terrible! I didn't mean to do it!
All right, it was an accident!
It was an accident, wasn't it, Ma? I broke his chair. Archie's gonna go crazy. Ma, what are you gonna tell him?
Oh, I don't know, Mike. His chair is his favorite place in the whole world.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Gloria.
What happened?
I broke Archie's chair.
Oh, that's awful. How did it...
What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry, Michael, but she looks so funny with anything on your upper lip.
Will you forget about that?
Do you think we'll be able to fix it?
Oh, yeah, sure, Ma. We'll just get some glue and put it back on.
Want to come off in the shower?
Who would want to put a chair in the shower?
No, your mustache.
Will you forget about the mustache?
What are we going to do about the chair?
Yeah.
Well, I can call my friend Andy in Kressler's Furniture Department.
Yeah, call him.
He'll probably take care of it today. It'll probably cost a little more, but he'll pick up and deliver.
I don't care how much it costs, just do it.
Good Gloria, do you think it can fix it before your father gets home?
Oh, sure, Andy works fast and still early.
Can you stop laughing? It's not that funny.
Yes, it is. I just noticed that your nostrils are uneven.
Mike covers his mouth and nose. Later, on the phone.
But you promised, Andy. Well, that ain't fair. Well, it's 6:30 now, and you promised that my husband's chair would be here an hour ago. And now he's gonna walk through the door any minute, and he's gonna blow up. What am I gonna do? No, I don't want to go to an all-night movie.
My daddy's coming. He just rounded the corner.
See, did you hear that? You call me back.
Gloria grabs a chair.
Gloria, what are you doing?
Well, if I put this here, maybe daddy won't notice, at least not right away.
Oh, no, your father will notice it.
Ma, be positive.
I am positive. Your father will notice it.
Oh, well, maybe the truck got held up in traffic.
Hey, Hap, that your dog is killing my lawn again.
Ma, here's what you do.
You just distract Daddy and you keep him out of the living room till the truck comes by.
Where are you going?
I gotta go home because I don't want to be here for Daddy to blame me.
But it ain't your fault.
Yes, it is. I married Michael.
Gloria leaves through the kitchen. Grabbing her cardigan, Edith hurries out the front door.
Oh, hi, Archie. Are you ready to go?
Where the hell are we going?
Next door for 20 minutes.
What for?
To look at Joey's tooth.
I seen Joey's tooth.
Yeah, but it got longer today.
Out of the way, will you, eat it? I let it tie it, man. Get into his house and get off his feet.
He steps inside.
How was your day?
Stinko.
Oh. And did you like your lunch?
No, I hated it.
Oh, did you get a seat on the subway?
Are you kidding? I got a seat on a subway 9 years ago when the train went on fire and everybody ran like hell.
She smothers him with kisses.
Let me go, will you? I just want to go and get myself a smoke.
Archie walks through the empty space where his chair used to be, then stops and thinks. He puts a cigar in his mouth.
Archie, come on out of the kitchen with me.
Edith pulls him.
Hey, hold. Will you, Edith? Please, Edith. I don't want to talk. At 11 a.m. today, I said all I want to say to everybody in this world, Edith. Wait a minute. Ain't there something funny in here?
Oh, no.
You're acting awful strange. I mean, even for you.
I know what let's do. Let's eat dinner in the kitchen tonight.
All right. I don't give a damn when we have dinner. Just go cook it. Call me when it's ready. I'll tell you what we do later on. We'll watch television together. It's a brand new show. Very interesting, see? It's a women's show, what you call a very now show. Oh, yeah. I'll show you. It's listed here in the book here. I seen it the other night. This is it's the ladies' heavyweight boxing, ain't it? Got the championship, and the ladies give a fashion show before they start belting the hell out of each other. You know? You see him in them long evening gowns. Boy, it's better than a monster movie. Here it is, 9 o'clock, Channel 9. Ain't that nice? Now, let me watch old Pinko Cronkite here.
Oh, you want to get out of the kitchen? There's nothing to talk about.
Archie pulls away from Edith and discovers the missing chair. He waves his arms through the empty space, then slowly turns to Edith.
Now there's something to talk about.
He dances around in the empty spot.
How come I can do that here?
Archie Kressler is bringing it back any minute.
What is Kressler doing with it?
Now, Archie, please be careful. Remember your blood pressure.
Eat it. I'm going to hold my breath and bust all of my arteries. All over the floor. You have to explain to the carpet cleaners how you murdered your husband. What's with my chair?
Now, Kressler's is repairing it, and they're gonna bring it right away.
Repairing it?
Yeah.
Somehow I get from that it got broke. Who broke?
Well, just the leg.
Tell me who broke it.
Well, don't matter.
Tell me who broke it. Tell me who. Why won't you tell me who broke it?
Because you get mad and Mike. No.
The meathead broke my chair.
But he didn't mean to.
Eat it. Get on the horn, call him, and get him over here.
Oh, Archie, he won't come over here now.
You gotta tempt him back, Edith. Tell him you made a big bowl of chocolate pudding or something.
Oh, Archie, he feels too bad already, and he didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
What was he using my chair for, a trampoline?
Archie, the chair was old and rickety.
Old? And rickety? You say a rotten thing like that about something that I hold dear? Do I ever say rotten things like that about the things that you hold dear? Did I ever call your mother old and rickety? Did I ever bust one of her legs?
But the springs was all loose.
So was your mother's.
And it was covered with veins.
So was your mother.
And your stuffing was all coming out.
You knew her better than me.
Eat it, eat it, eat it. All I gotta tell you is I want the chair back here where it was. Right where it was. And until I see it back there, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna pick out a spot in this house. I'm gonna pick out the most uncomfortable spot in this house. And then I'm gonna go and I'm gonna put myself on that spot. And I'm gonna torture myself until you cry. Or until I see that chair back where it was. And until then, this is my spot!
He lies spread eagle on the dining room table.
Oh, gee. Oh, you better be careful. I mean, you wasn't this upset when you lost your father.
I didn't sit on my father for 28 years.
Oh, gee, please, don't worry. Chrysler's is bringing back your chair and it's gonna be good as new.
I don't want Chrysler's to put no new stuff in that chair.
No, they won't.
I don't want Quest to put no benzene on that chair and clean all the memories out of that, Edith.
You're just gonna...
I don't want them to do nothing to take all the charm out of that chair, Edith.
Hello? Oh, it's Quest.
Questless?
Yeah.
You tell him to put three men on that chair. I carry it out careful and don't drop it. And then when they get it on the truck, they wrap it up in one of them blankets with all the padding in there and tie it around
there.
So it don't bounce off the sides of it. What are you hanging up for? You didn't tell him I told you.
Archie, they lost your chair. Well, not exactly. See, they gave it away.
They gave it away?
By mistake with a pile of junk.
Junk, my chair is junk. I'll show you what's junk. You want to see junk? There's junk. Your chair. That's junk.
Oh, no,
I'll take that junk. That's what's junk there. You know, the elephant. The elephant is junk.
Oh, no,
the elephant is junk. Eat it. The camel. That's junk. The camel is junk. The gravy bowl is strong. Edith, give me something to break, Edith. Give me something to break,
Edith. Edith sets out a wine glass and Archie knocks it to the floor. Men and women admire the paintings and sculptures in a modern art gallery. Archie and Edith walk in.
My chair is here.
Well, this is the address that Andy gave me.
How can this be a junk shop? There ain't no minor rarity people in here.
This is an art gallery.
This is art?
Yeah, modern art.
Oh, geez, excuse me.
Well, you see, Archie, I read once that in modern art, it ain't what you see, but it's what it makes you think you see. See?
I don't know what the hell you see, but I don't see my chair.
Oh, look at this. Oh, this looks like the foot of a big bird.
I'm glad the rest of them ain't flying over.
They approach a sculpture of an overflowing garbage can.
What is this? What does this remind you of?
Did you remember to put the garbage out this morning?
It's absolutely Lichtenrouse's most positive statement, and it's a steal for 1600.
You're right. I must have it. I'll take it.
Excuse me, pal. Mind if I ask? Did I hear you say just now you was going to plunk down $1,600 for this here?
Well, certainly.
Why?
I'm a collector.
The collector wanders off.
Collector. Somebody in a white coat ought to collect him and deliver him to a rubber room.
Oh, look at this one. What is it, a snake?
Looks like half man, half talent.
Oh.
This chair.
Look at this one.
Standing pants topped with a steering wheel.
That's a little more than whiplash, ain't it?
Over there, ain't bad.
Don't leave me alone in this giant either.
See, that's nice, Archie.
Oh, gee.
They step behind an installation featuring Archie's chair at the end of a sweeping red, white, and blue rainbow. Edith and Archie peek around the back, then turn to each other.
Here it is. It's all fixed up. Nothing wrong with it. This is my chair. My chair!
This is your chair?
This is my chair.
You're a genius. What style? The antiquing of the fabric is fabulous. What did you use?
Schlitz.
Well, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Hi, Ma.
Oh, hi, Arch. Hi, Michael.
Yeah, I see you found your chair.
We found a chair, but how the hell... How the hell am I going to get from here back out to Queens?
Well, I borrowed a van, but I don't know if we can take the chair off the exhibit. You see, the artist Lichtenrausch, he got it from Kressler's junk pile and he made it into a work of art.
Archie's chair, a work of art?
Stifle yourself.
You might even put it in a museum.
No museum. It ain't going no place but home. Come on, grab one end of it. Let's get it the hell out of here.
Archie, I don't think you can do that. It's part of the exhibit.
Quiet!
What's going on here? What are you people doing? Did you come in here to browse or to brawl?
I come in here to collect my property, whoever you are. This here is my chair.
Take your hands off my work of art. I'll call the police.
Did you say this was your work of art? Are you Elvin Lichtenrausch?
Yes, who are you?
Let me explain, Mr. Lichtenrausch. You got this from a junk pile and by mistake. See, this chair belongs to these people over here.
Yeah, see, here's the receipt from Kressler's Furniture Repair.
No, brother, the minute you make it to the top, people come out of the woodwork to rip you off.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Anybody's a ripper-off around here, it's you.
Excuse me, Elvin. I just got a buyer for your new American Gothic chair. He offered us $2,500 for it.
Yeah, well, tell him to forget it. That man says that that chair belongs to him, and as far as I'm concerned, he can keep it.
Elvin, you gotta get that chair back. We need it.
I'll dig up another chair.
The buyer will go $3,000 for the new American Gothic chair, and the new American Gothic chair includes that chair. Just give him $100 for his cruddy chair and get rid of him.
All right, I'll try.
Elvin approaches Archie.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I'm willing to pay $50 for your chair.
$50? I'd rather burn it first.
I can see you're a shrewd businessman. All right, 100.
What do you think? I was born, what day is today?
Friday.
Yesterday?
200.
200.
Mr. Lichtenrausch. Yeah. See, we gotta get a new chair to take its place, and that would cost at least $250.
All right, little lady. Just for you, $250.
Oh, thank you, Archie.
$250? I don't know.
Archie, it's really an old chair, and it broke once. It's gonna break again.
For $250, you can buy a brand new reclining chair with invisible fingers that vibrate.
I don't want no invisible fingers in a chair. I get enough of them on the subway.
All right, $300, okay? That way you can get yourself a new chair and $50 for your inconvenience.
$300.
Archie whispers to Edith.
$400. Oh, you got a deal. $400? You got a deal. $400, buddy, you got it. Hey, congratulations. You just bought yourself a beautiful chair here. No, I mean, get out of the way. And I mean not just a work of art, see? Because this is a chair for sitting in. Anybody can sit in that chair and enjoy himself in that chair, you know?
He sits.
Took me 28 years to put all these personal indentations in this chair, and I indented them in there myself, you know? I enjoyed it. Oh, I tell you, the times this chair has soared. I mean, watching the TV, you know? Sporting events, your bowl games, your Super Bowl games there, your World Series, your fights, your wrestling, midget wrestling. And your presidential elections, two of them good, the rest, what the hell, you know? TV, entertainment. Hey, Milton Boyle made me happy in this chair. And Lassie made me sad in this chair. And then, Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis Jr. himself sat in this chair over my house. And my little girl, Gloria, when she was little, I give her her bottles. Right in this chair. Oh, the fun I have with my little girl in this chair.
Yeah, so did I.
Archie glares at Mike.
You are a person of very little quality, you know? Not to mention my little grandson, Joey, who I got, you know. Joey, he played in this chair.
And they spit up in this chair.
You know, that's part of what you call your antique name.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure gonna miss this old chair. I'm really gonna miss it.
Archie turns to Elvin, whose smile fades.
Mr. Archie, you're not gonna sell me that chair, are you?
I can't. I can't sell it. I can't sell it. I'm awful sorry. The deal's off. The deal's off. Forget about it. I'm sorry. Hey, Meathead, come on. Before I change my mind, grab the chair and get it out of here.
Eat it. Help him with the chair.
Hey, listen. You're a nice guy. I'm sorry to disappoint you there, you know. But hey, look. Hey, you're an artist, right? And you love works of art like that. You come out to my house, go down my cellar, you'll be delirious. Well, listen, if you change your mind, you let me know. My address is 704 Houser Street, out in Astoria, Queens. Let's go to the house.
Edith and Mike carry the chair away. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Phil Doran and Douglas Arango. Script supervision by Milt Josephsberg and Mort Latchman. Executive story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Alan Rich, gallery manager. Michael Pataki, Elvin Lichtenraus. Doug Robinson, McDonald. Colin Hamilton, first man. Tyler McVeigh, second man. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.